Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's the most ridiculous reason your kid had a meltdown? My son Theo is 4 years old, and he got mad because I wouldn't let him roll in a mud puddle like Peppa Pig.
Hey, the kid just wants to play in the mud. There's nothing wrong with that.
So we went for a walk, and it's been super rainy. Like, yesterday, we finally had some sunshine shining through.
Right.
And so we got home, and my yard is, like, a suburban yard, and it's still, like, muddy from all the rain. And he, like, got down and started trying to roll in it, and I don't like mud. I just don't. I already have to wipe the dog's feet off when they come in the house.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to bathe the whole kid.
Right. Well, just put like a bucket by the door and just dunk him in it. He could fit in a 5-gallon bucket.
I'm pretty sure that's how you get protective services called. So I just like had to stand there while he was yelling at me. He's like, "Mom, mommy, mommy." And apparently I'm the absolute meanest, even though I'm usually a blast and a half.
Mm.
And I feel like that's just kids in general. We put it up on social media. 105 won the buzz. Danielle said her kid cried because his granola bar was broken half and they couldn't put it back together.
Well, and then once they break, they just start to crumble and then it all falls apart.
Jason said he wouldn't microwave her ice cream to make it less cold.
Oh.
They just get so angry. Candace said the first time her kid got his first big boy haircut, he looked in the mirror and couldn't recognize himself and had a full-blown meltdown. And this one's so relatable. Sarah said he ordered a burger and he wanted it plain and dry and they put ketchup on it.
Oh, no.
Lost it.
Yeah, I do that too.
Well, with onions, that just makes sense. Mm-hmm. Biggest meltdown your kid had for the most ridiculous reason. 503-733-5105.
So on his birthday last year, I stupidly bought him flashcards and he's like four. He was so mad at me.
Oh, like to learn like math and letters?
Yes. And he wanted a toy, obviously. So he freaked out when he opened it.
I mean, I'd throw a tantrum too.
I mean, Mike, imagine if you had gotten flashcards and educational materials as a kid, how different your life could be.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it's supposed to mean.
Hey, hey, hey. No kid wants flashcards for their birthday.
I mean, what's the most ridiculous reason your kid threw a tantrum? My son's 4 years old and he got mad because I wouldn't let him roll in a mud puddle like Peppa Pig.
I would love to roll in a mud puddle.
That's why you need the flashcards. Right there. Right there, Mike. We put it up on social media. 105 won the buzz. Even if you don't have kids, you have to go and read these. They are so funny. Heidi's son had a complete fit because he wasn't born first.
Being the first child, it is a coveted position.
Molly said they saw an orange shirt at Kmart, and for some reason that angered her child because he didn't like orange. She didn't try to buy him the shirt. He just saw the shirt.
I just didn't want to look at it. I get it.
And Tom said when his daughter was younger, her pajama top and her bottoms didn't match, and she had a fit and didn't want to go to bed.
It's very important to have matching PJs.
No, it's not. 503-733-5105.
I have a video of my daughter when she was about 5 years old, and we had a extremely busy weekend of doing fun things, and we were on our way home. We pulled in the driveway and she started crying and throwing a fit because she started asking me if she could go to the mall or if she could sit on the roof and do a bunch of fireworks, and I said no to all of it, and she just was like started crying. And so I said okay, I said let's send a video to your dad. And so I recorded it It was hilarious.
Oh my goodness. One, go and post that on our Facebook 105.1 The Buzz, because I totally want to watch it. Mm-hmm. And two, that's how kids are. It's like you just gave them everything. The most fun day of their life. And then they're like, no, not good enough. More.
I know. I was just pulling my hair out and my husband was hunting. And I was just like, are you kidding me? I cannot believe you're asking for more now.
The day after Christmas this year, my son Theo looked at me and asked for more presents. He needed a new toy. And I was like, buddy, you got so many new toys yesterday. How dare you? Yeah.
They just want to do all the things and not go home. But when you're an adult, you really start to appreciate going home.
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes you don't even want to leave the house.
Yeah, be alone.
A fuzzy blanket snuggled down on the couch.
A glass of wine and a bubble bath.
I don't even need that. I just need Netflix and a blanket. What's the most ridiculous reason your kid had a meltdown? My son Theo lost it because I wouldn't let him roll around in a mud puddle like Peppa Pig. We put it up on social media. There's like four comments talking about granola bars breaking.
Rightfully so. Once the granola bar breaks, it crumbles. It is never the same.
Stephanie had the issue. Danielle had the issue. I think we need to make the switch to Nutri-Grain bars. Something that's got a little less crunch to it.
Yeah, they hold together better.
Sarah said her son, when he was younger, lost it because she got him donuts from the wrong donut shop.
I'm very passionate about my donuts. If you get me the wrong donut, I am not here for it at all.
Any donut is delicious. I am for this.
We were in Bend, Oregon. We were at Eagle Crest, and my little son, he's 2 years old, was following the deer that were around on the lawn. He runs. Basically, he was just upset that he couldn't touch it. He would just bawl.
Chasing, like, wild animals is a thing. I got in trouble for this as a kid. I used to, like, in the ocean back home in Massachusetts, try and follow the seals that were close mm-hmm. to the beach.
I don't like this story. I already know what you're going to say because you've told this like 15 times.
Hey,
each time.
Hey.
I am emotionally wrecked. But go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
I didn't know when the seals were coming close to the beach, it meant that they were running away from sharks.
And so you would chase the seals to their untimely death, which I get is the circle of life. I've seen The Lion King.
Yeah.
But I don't like story.
Well, I get in trouble because I was putting myself in danger. Like,
clearly,
I was trying to be one with the seals.
Oh,
maybe the
gosh.
Shark would come after me.
I don't think you have to worry about the shark coming for you.
It might. Who knows?
I think it's got better options.
Whatever.
What's the most ridiculous reason your kid threw a tantrum? My son got mad because I wouldn't let him roll in a mud puddle like Peppa Pig.
We all want to do it sometimes.
We put it up on social media, 105.1 The Buzz. Jacqueline said her daughter cried for hours because she wasn't in a picture, but the picture was taken like 10 years before she was born.
It's because she's still young. When she's older, she won't want to be in the picture anyway.
Erica said when her son was 7 or 8, he had a meltdown because he couldn't find his belt. Even though his pants fit perfectly fine, he refused to leave the house without a belt.
Good for that kid. I never leave the house with a belt.
And Brittany said her son got mad because he asked for chocolate milk. And then when she gave him chocolate milk, he said he wanted regular milk and she couldn't de-chocolate-fy it. What's the most ridiculous reason your kid lost it? Go and comment up on our social media. Liz and Mike in the mornings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.